I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Dick Derby. He's the organizer of the 9th annual Project Keep Kids Warm. Talked with him to find out more about what this is all about and how you can get involved. Here's more with Dick Derby.
This is a winter clothing drive for needy families on the West End. So we're talking primarily about Ishpeming and Negaunee, and that's where the clothing drive will take place over the next couple of weeks. But really, as we've said in the past, this being our 9th annual, the doors serving the public in this are open to everybody in Marquette County. Yeah. And ultimately, as you know, once we collect all that clothing, we'll be having a free shopping or distribution day at the Ishpeming Armory. So we can talk about all those dates. But the kickoff to this event, as always, happens this Saturday beginning at 10 o'clock. And we'll have this wonderful, wonderful group of volunteers that we give so much thanks and praise to every year. Students from Ishpeming, Westwood, Negaunee, and our good friends at Hartman High, and a lot of adult drivers from various churches and service organizations will be going to Wesley United Methodist Church, sponsoring in Ishpeming, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Negaunee, sponsoring there. And there will be thousands of bags, Shopko bags, donated by their wonderful store. And our pink fluorescent labels explaining Project Keep Kids Warm. They'll be taken door to door throughout the neighborhoods on Saturday.
And you put them out, and the idea is for folks that get these bags to do what?
We're looking for slightly used or new winter clothing, age infant to 18. And so that can be jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, gloves, mittens, scarves, anything that represents winter clothing.
And you're going to gather all of that up, and that's going to be then picked up the following Saturday, right?
On the 29th, all those volunteers will be coming back through the neighborhoods from 10 to noon looking for those bags with the pink fluorescent labels set curbside with what we hope would be once again a very, very generous donation of new or slightly used winter clothing.
In the studio with us is Dick Derby. He's the organizer of the 9th annual winter clothing drive for kids in need, known as Project Keep Kids Warm. Dick, this starts off this weekend with people going out and distributing bags around the western end of Marquette County that then you want people to fill with some new or slightly used winter clothing. What are some of the things that you're looking for that you're hoping to be able to collect?
You know, jackets and snow pants are a big item, and boots as well. And we've learned over the years that as the kids grow up and it's little boys are really tough on snow pants. So that's a big item.
Yeah.
That we hope to get large quantities of. And then after that, as I said, jackets, snow pants, boots, hats, gloves, mittens, everything. Mm-hmm. All end up going to somebody or families and let's talk about institutions, Walt. When the clothing drive is over, and we'll talk a little bit about the big free shopping day at the Armory, the leftover clothing is all distributed into the school systems and the Women's Center, Jansen House, Jacob Eddy. Mm-hmm. Everything goes somewhere,
right,
to benefit people at the end of the program.
The focus is kids. The focus is,
yes,
children in our community. And then what you do is you get these items and you will pick them up a week from this Saturday.
29th.
Yep. Right. You'll pick those up. And so if you get a bag this weekend, put something in there because it's going to go somewhere. But then after that is collected, then you really have the distribution day. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, all of that winter clothing will go over to the Ishpeming Armory. And in fact, we're always looking for some volunteers to help with that as well. On the 4th, which is a Thursday evening, starting around 5 o'clock, we'll be setting up tables in their gymnasium. And then we have all of the clothing set out by boy or girl, age infant to 18, on tables all around the gymnasium. And then on Saturday the 6th is the free shopping day. And we certainly want to have a lot of publicity for that so that everyone knows about it. Mm-hmm. From 9 until noon, those doors are open. And there's no requirement or registration or any other credential. We ask that if you're a family in need or have had some difficulties, economic hard times, or maybe someone's been laid off, whatever your case may be, please come and shop for the winter clothing that you need.
If people have questions, maybe they still want to volunteer, they want to help out, what's the best way to find out a little bit more?
You could certainly call Wesley United Methodist Church, the sponsoring organization, and that number is 486-4681. Of course, they're in the telephone book. And you could call Dick Derby at 486-9349. And I get some of those calls, Walt. It's really nice. I've had organizations and individuals over the years have called and said, I've heard about the program, or I read about it in the paper, heard about it on the radio or TV, and would like to get involved, or I've got a youth group or an organization that how can we be part of that? And if you show up for those events, again, at Wesley or Emmanuel in Nagani, from 10 until noon on Saturday the 22nd or Saturday the 29th, or that evening at the Armory on the 4th, there's always a need for volunteers to come.
There will be work to do.
There's always work to do, yes.
And again, the number for Wesley is?
486-4681.
That's the comments of Dick Derby, organizer of the 9th Annual Project Keep Kids Warm. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.